What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos Rodon going up against Zach Wheeler allowed the pair of solo shots, Nick Castellanos, Otto Kemp, in the top of the second inning. Yankees trail 2-0 into the bottom half. That's a tough spot. You're facing a possible sweep. You're trying to size up Zach Wheeler, one of the best in baseball. And Wheeler was fresh off a 5-pitch 1-2-3 first inning. But Giancarlo Stanton, he's like swinging a magic wand right now. A laser single to right center field. That led off the second inning. And Wheeler suddenly lost some command. He hit back-to-back batters. Jazz got hit. Dominguez got hit. Low to the bases with nobody out. And Ryan McManus, he looked the part or what? How about your first big spot as a Yankee for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game?
Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball pulled down the first base line. That's a fair ball. Stanton scores. Here comes Jazz Chisholm down into the corner. Dominguez had stopped. Now he's at third. He'll get the stop sign there. Ryan McMahon ringing the bell with a two-run double, and we got a 2-2 ball game in the second inning.
Welcome to the Pinstripes for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. And not only a huge moment for a new Yankee, Ryan McMahon, second and third, still nobody out. And Wheeler, a 9-pitch battle with Volpe, he snuck a slider past him for strike three. But Austin Wells next, and it was his job, get him in, lift the ball, anywhere in the outfield, just plate the go-ahead run. That's exactly what Wells did. A fly ball to left, Dominguez raced home, and just like that, a 3-2 Yankee lead. Two out, McMahon creeping off second, and the lineup flipped for Trent Grisham in our electrifying drive of the game.
Pitch to Grish, swung on, pulled to the right side, that'll get through, base hit. Castellanos has a good arm. Here comes McMahon. It'll be throw cut off. Harper chases the runner back to first. RBI single by Trent Grisham, and the Yankees have a 4-2 lead.
Important, consequential two-out run because the Yankees would end up needing it to hold on in this game. Our electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer. Today, a four spot against Zach Wheeler in the bottom half of the second inning, and Grisham granting an insurance run, brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. That back to Rodon. After the Kemp home run in the second inning, quite a roll. He went through the Phillies lineup 8 in a row with 4 strikeouts over that spin. Another beautiful play by Ryan McMahon over that spin as well, robbing Bryce Harper on a liner towards third. Leaping grab to bring the ball right down. And Rodon, he was just coasting along, chopping wood right until he saw Kemp again in the fifth inning, and Kemp took him into Monument Park. So Otto Kemp, 2 homers in 34 games entering this one. 2 homers off Rodon today. And Sosa followed with a base hit off Rodon's glove, kind of a fortuitous bounce there. Then a walk issued to Weston Wilson, so all sorts of trouble. 2 on, nobody out, clinging to a 4-3 lead in that fifth inning. The 9-hitter, Johan Rojas, he didn't bunt. And Rodon took advantage, froze him with a fastball for strike three, but still had to bear down. Top of the order, the Turner, Schwarber, wrecking crew that we've all had enough of the first couple of days this weekend. Rodon's defense going to war to protect him.
Here's 1-1. Pitch. Hit it on the ground left side. McMahon snares. Gets up. Throws. Got him. Oh, Ryan McMahon. God. What a play.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
I think there's going to be a lot of 19 shirts going to be sold in the next couple of days.
Do you know how many years we've been waiting for somebody at third base to do that? Holy moly.
That's big time.
Great
that was in
play
a hole.
After great play.
Rodon trying to get out of this jam. 0-1 to Schwarber. Pitch. High fly ball. Right field. Bellinger giving ground. Has it measured. He's on the track. He's looking up. He makes the catch. Cody Bellinger saw that from the get-go, and Rodon survives as he says something into his glove, and he ought to give Bellinger a big hug, too.
Yeah, saying something into that glove. Near miss and hanging his slider. Our hearts all sunk when Kyle Schwarber offered at it and launched one to right field, but it fell just short. How about the McMahon play? Saving a run, smooth in one motion, and that arm is a sight to behold. And Rodon, because of that escape, because of the defense, into the sixth inning, 5 1/3, the 3 solo home runs, but just 4 hits. Whenever it's solo home runs for Rodon, he's in pretty good shape because the league just doesn't hit him. Another 4 hits or fewer outing, he has the most of those in all of baseball. 15 of his 22 starts this year. 5 1/3, a 4 hit ball, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts. Well, 1 walk for Rodon, and 8 strikeouts, and the 4 over that span of setting down 8 in a row. Loaisiga cleaned up the 6th inning impressively. Luke Weaver a clean 7th. How about Tim Hill? The 1-2-3 8th against the top of Philly's order. A couple of smooth running plays in that inning by Cody Bellinger, who had himself a day in right field. Then the 9th inning, Devin Williams has been automatic. A 1-2-3 with a couple of Ks. Yankees bounce back with a 4-3 victory. Salvage one this weekend against the Phillies. Yankees Rewind. Catch segment on demand on the free Odyssey app. Anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks. The 3 conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.